coming up this Saturday, just around the corner, is Totem to Totem. And here to speak more about that, we have Marvin Siebert, Amanda Schlecht, and Gretchen Klein. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, everyone. And who would like to start off?
Well,
they're staring at Marvin. No,
they're all staring at Marvin. So I'll be there at the finish line taking pictures. And people that are running the totem, I hope you get excited at the finish line and just jump across it. No slow runners at the. We want to have some good pictures and put them on the website. So, you know, the idea is to have fun. Don't go out there, you know, and put yourself under a lot of pressure. Just go out there and have fun and, you know, start off slow and you can finish fast.
All right. Very good. And tell us about the race. What is it? When is it? And can people still sign up?
Oh, yeah. So this is Gretchen Klein with Totem to Totem, and you can still sign up. We're asking everybody who would like to sign up to come to the landing Friday night to the Sunny Point Conference Room from 5 to 7 p.m. We're closing down active.com today, and actually it is closed now. So Tom Fowler, big shout-out to him and his family. They've been really working on and getting all the numbers put in place for everyone. So we're just asking everybody to come on Friday night or have somebody come pick up your tags. And then as Marvin said, as you cross that mat, please make sure you jump up and down, but also please land on it. Please do not skip over it because that tracks their time. So that's going to be really important at the finish line.
So there's an actual
electronic mat.
Oh, okay.
Right. And so anyway, so if you come together, you know, just slow down, make sure you get your feet on that because it's always got a few glitches, but we're working towards making it progressively better every year. And Marvin and Diane Gubatai will be there just trying to really slow people down and make sure that they get accurate times. There's a lot of kids out there.
I was going to say, just don't leap over it.
Yeah, don't leap over it when you're doing that big jump for the photo.
I guess I never paid attention.
Well, it's a new thing that we started. So we share the system with the high school, and it's a great system. So it's May 12th. I almost forgot what day it was, and it's $60. And it obviously benefits a local program here in Ketchikan. I'm going to let Amanda talk more about it and the program she does at Peace Health Medical Center.
Okay.
Yeah, my name's Amanda. I am the diabetes educator with the background registered nurse at Peace Health. So that's kind of the reason that I'm here is the money from this goes to type 1 diabetes children and allows them to go to a camp up near Anchorage. In the summer, it is June 24th to 29th, I believe. And basically what the money does is it's a scholarship to allow them to get up there and be around other kids just like themselves. The type 1 diabetes patients or the people that live with it, they don't ever get a break from their disease like other diseases. So it allows them to go and be kids amongst themselves and kind of forget that they have the disease. So a little bit background, a lot of people then go type 1, type 2, what's the difference? So type 1 typically, not always, is diagnosed as a childhood disease. And it's an autoimmune disorder where the pancreas, the beta cells just stop working. And that's what produces the insulin. So without the insulin, the sugar can't get into the cells. Type 2 tends to be an insulin resistant, and now we're seeing it more in kids, but it is mainly an adult disease, and really it's insulin resistant. So the body still makes it, but it kind of forgot how to use it. So through lifestyle changes, diet and exercise mainly, reducing your weight, then you can reverse those effects. So awesome. It also promotes running for the Totem to Totem. I had a patient, type 2, last year who ran, walked the Totem to Totem last year, was his first year. This year he's running the whole thing. He has fully reversed his diabetes, no medications, nothing, looks just like a normal person walking around every day. So pretty cool.
How long generally does it take? I mean, I guess it obviously depends person to person, but is do little lifestyle changes, can they make a big difference? Is it something that's, you know, you need to lose a lot of weight or you need to totally change your diet or?
No, it's actually it can be a slow change. It can be a quick change. Research has now shown typically a 7% body fat loss will almost drop blood sugars back into the normal zone. Of course, if you have it a lot longer, if you've had it for a long time and it wasn't recognized, it might take you a little bit longer to reverse the effects, but definitely is something that can be reversed. And I don't want to make it sound like it goes away. The prescription that's written instead of medication is diet and exercise. So continuing that lifestyle,
you can't just go back to your old ways.
Right. No, you can't.
And then with type 1, it's a lifetime thing. There's no way correct to.
Yep, exactly. Okay. Insulin dependent, they have to take numerous shots throughout the day, or now the kind of standard of care almost is continuous glucose monitors and insulin pumps that have excellent results on maintaining blood sugars. Yeah.
Okay. And so that part of the proceeds will benefit that organization. And again, going back to Totem to Totem, is this year, again, it will start at Rotary Beach?
So, yes, it'll start at Rotary Beach. The walkers start at 8 o'clock and the runners start at 9. We do have a lot of kids out there this year. We have three different schools that are participating that have been doing a training program for the last several months. So, big shout out to all the teachers and parents who've been helping them. And they will have a lot of them will have running buddies. But I think, like Amanda said, there's actually a lot of kids that are doing it solo. So, you know, we're really looking forward to encouraging them along the way. If you're out there, beep your horns or cheer on the road. It really goes a long ways for a lot of people at any age. So, the dinner is Friday night from 5 to 7. It's, all participants are welcome. Please come get your race, bags. And then, there's going to be a couple different presentations this year. And I believe that, there's going to be a couple, I know that one of the different Optimal Fitness will be there, and they're going to be doing some different stretches with folks and giving some pointers there. So a great time for all. And at the finish line, Potluck Park is donating the medals for the race. We really want to give them a big shout out for all they do to help us do this. So it takes a big community to pull this off, and there'll be a barbecue at the finish. There'll be a dessert bar that Marvin's wife puts together, and a lot of prizes. And then, of course, I think most people are coming out for those Alaska Airlines tickets. So make sure you sign up. You might win those two round trips tickets somewhere. So if you still want to sign up, you can call me at 617-7635. And again, thanks everyone for helping us make this happen.
Okay. And there is no race day registration, correct?
No race day registration.
So no last minute. Be ready.
No, we're at about 300 right now. So,
record crowd.
Is it really?
So,
wow. Yeah. Awesome. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, anything else you wanted to add about the race?
Side note, Marvin's wife, who's doing the dessert bar, is also health conscious and has been cutting down on some of the sugar and putting stevia in its place. So everybody is trying to be health conscious as well.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so again, that's coming up this Saturday, Totem to Totem. And I imagine with all that road construction going on, you're advising runners how to deal with it.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Yes, Waterside, and then when you get to Tatsuta's, just there'll be some switchbacks. So just, again, you can still run fast, but be safe and know that we've got the thank you to the police department, the EMS in town, and Rotary Interact and Youth Court and a few other groups are all going to be along the way trying to just keep everybody safe. And, again,
we ought to mention Crowley having the big barbecue at the finish line.
Oh, too. Yes. Jim puts together a big barbecue from Crowley, and it's a really fun way to have a little, what is it, Marvin? Tell us a little bit more about what happens there.
Oh, that's worth after a run, you know. He fixes some great hot dogs and barbecue there. And I tell you what, after running 13 miles, you'll probably eat more than you should.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.